This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Go ahead. Kyle Shanahan has just ruled out Brock Purdy and Nick Bosa for Sunday's game against the Green Bay Packers.
There it is. And I'll say this about that. And I said it to Stein, and he kind of bucked up at me. Listen, I am not Mr. Excuse Guy, but no matter what happens this year, and we can, I feel like I don't even need the chart, but there's no way you're going to tell the story of the 2024 Niners without saying the injury part. No excuse, even when guys were healthy, it wasn't ideal, but we cannot sit here and Willard, you kind of just did it, and it wasn't a bad thing. Every team has injuries, but this team started out with your best player not there for 8 weeks. He comes back. Now it's arguably the biggest game because it's the next game of the season, and now your quarterback's gone. IU gets hurt. I'm just, no excuse at all, but how do you really look at yourself, and I'm wondering, well, from the Niner higher-ups, if you're going to ignore that we were hurt, no excuses at all, but man.
Go ahead.
Well, to me, it's not an excuse. It is, do you believe, if you think, oh, we just had a bad year of injuries, yeah. Well, then that shouldn't overly affect your strategy going into next year. You'd be like, let's bring them all back.
Right.
The problem is, I think we have to ask with this team, at least in certain cases, if the injuries were a function of age you know, how much they've played over the course of their careers.
Well, and if injuries are the lone reason that you would look at why you're 5-5, and I don't. And if you look at the three games that they blew, if they had only blown one of them and you're 7-3, that breaking news would hit different. And you guys all just said that, and you're right. But being 5-5, there's a certain amount of desperation. And I'm just looking at FanDuel right now. The spread has immediately jumped to 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
Packers minus 5.5. I predicted that it would eventually go above a touchdown, and we'll see if, you know, as the news spreads. And right now, even if you want to lay the 5.5, it's leaning toward going to 6 already.
I was shocked that it didn't get yanked off the board when he left practice yesterday.
Right?
I was shocked because it was 2.5, and it just locked there at 2.5. And I'm like, y'all saw that he left practice, right?
Right.
I was shocked. Anyway, so, go ahead.
You know, just what that tells me is that Brandon Allen went through yesterday and today, and they realized that, you know, he's done enough work to where he can be ready, and if Brock is still a little bit sore or a little tender, let's go with Brandon and give Brock a week, and then maybe he's ready for Buffalo. And Steiny, you said it. Like, even if you go 5-6, you still in that locker room feel like there's a run left in you where you could win 5 of 6. Doesn't matter who you're playing. If you're the Niners, you think that you're good enough to beat anyone, anywhere, anytime. So you take this one, you try to win it, and then you regroup for Buffalo.
And Brandon Allen will start, obviously, according to Kyle Shanahan.
That's official. Yeah, cool. I look at it this way. I'm just saying
a part of it, man.
So first off, Steiner, your question about age.
One more update really quick, Willie, before you keep going. Trent Williams will officially be a game-time decision for Shanahan as well.
Okay. Which I think that actually suggests that it may be on the similar track to last week, is what they'll try to do.
Although, if you're Trent, you know, he's almost kind of white flagged the game a little bit. I guess you could. But the idea that this is age-based, I don't know. Look at the age of some of the guys who are missing games. All the way back to Dre Greenlaw in February and Purdy and Bosa. These are not old players. So this is just one of those things. And I sort of, to your point, Goo, I hate that we have to like, this is such a social media thing that we have to say twice, we're not using it as an excuse. Oh, right. It's almost like we're scared that someone's going to come down the road. It is obviously a factor of this season. And that's obviously. Hello. They have been ravaged by injury at very, very key spots. That's not, I agree with you, Dibs. It's not why they're 5-5, because they've outplayed the opponent 8 out of 10 times. It's not why, but if my gosh, it's at least chapter 2 or 3 in your book.
Mm. I guess my point was that if you're going to say, well, we just got drilled by injuries this year, it may camouflage, or it may mean you're really not looking deeper than injuries, and there may be issues deeper than injuries on this team. They know that.
They're going to look deep. Like, they may have seen enough of Purdy already, and it's kind of funny. I think Evan gave us a stat. He hasn't thrown a pass 20 to 25 yards for, like, week 4. Do you think that's
over
just a
25?
Over 25. Right. Is that a byproduct of just that's our offense, or he may have been hurt for a while?
I think it's defenses who have realized that, you know, you can make this team go through you as opposed to over the top of you. And, you know, you saw it the last 2 weeks, and certainly the last game against Seattle, they were playing that bend but don't break defense, and they're playing that high 2 cover 2 shell that Steiny loves to talk about, and it's your next favorite to 1-2-2.
Yes, sir.
And they play that cover 2, and they made the Niners go 14 yards twice. One time they punted, one time they got a touchdown. And I wonder about the idea of the Niners being ravaged by injuries. I'd have to look at it relative to other teams. I think about Philadelphia, who lost both of their receivers for a time. They lost their tight end. I think about Houston, who lost their number one receiver for a time. Green Bay had, what, 3 games without their quarterback, and I think they won them all. So the idea of ravaged, to me, is a little bit of a curious one, because you do have to balance it against other teams with their level of injury as well.
And the Rams came in and beat you without Nacua.
They had a list of,
All right, what's bugging me? We'll continue. Sponsored by ACO Pest Control. And the NBA. And
we already had it ready to play.
Just hit the Odyssey app and you can tell what's bugging.
Oh, no, we were going to play it. Willard had heard it.
Not the whole thing.
Well, so yeah, they cut it down.
You were spectacular. The whole thing was about 8 minutes. My favorite part, my second favorite part, was Guru with the, I don't want to stop you. Right. I don't want to interrupt.
Audible, but Omaha. Yeah, we'll go to the Odyssey app.
Yeah, you were pushing it. Yeah. You were pushing it great. Just go to the Odyssey app, and you can hear it for yourself. We've got breaking news to discuss. Mine, what's bugging me, it's quick. It's the people who, during a rainstorm, say, "Huh, it's okay, because we need it." You know what? We may need but you know what we need? We need you to take a shorter shower. We need you to irrigate properly. We need you to get a well and use your own wastewater. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. The problem isn't the, "Oh, we need it." It's you, kind sir and kind madam. You're wasting water. That's my problem.
All right.
Wow.
We need it.
You know what's even more annoying than the "we need it" people is when the news tells you after a storm like this, "Actually, it didn't stick." So I know that you're swimming home, but it didn't help.
Man. Yeah.
Didn't help.
Reservoir's still at 20%.
Yeah. Well, and it's because our California reservoir collection system, that's a joke.
I'm starting to think Hetch Hetchy leaks.
Wow.
That's what I'm starting to think.
He is overrated.
I'm going to go with mine. It happened yesterday with Willard. He didn't know in passing in the break room. So no judgment here, because everybody has lives. They have families. But I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day. But I know what's going to happen tonight. I'm going to be at some theater watching Gladiator 2. Willard told me, "Goo, with my life and my kids, I don't get to the cinema much. I come in smiling ear to ear because I can't wait to watch Denzel and Gladiator 2. And I just what's bugging me is everybody can't, like old school dibs, get to the cinema and go watch some great acting. But there's reasons why.
I'm with you.
I just cannot wait. And Stoddy was just a wet blanket.
No.
I'm letting go. But I cannot
it's just
wait
not my type of movie.
It.
I've been to a theater recently. It's just not my type of movie.
Maybe, actually, the holidays.
But you told me.
The holidays are the only time.
Okay, all right.
It's the only time where there's a chance. And I think the last time I went to the theater was probably like, took the kids to see Spider-Man like 4 years ago and came home and got COVID.
And that
was it. And I'm like, I don't think I've been back to the theater since. It used to be my favorite thing to do.
I'm like a kid.
But if it rains over the holidays and we're all together,
all right,
maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right, real
maybe.
Quick, we're going to play this because it's breaking news. This is Kyle Shanahan on Purdy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If he's concerned long-term about the injury.
I don't want to say there's long-term concern. We got the MRI on Monday. We thought he just needed some rest and really weren't concerned about him not being good this week. But when he started up Thursday, just surprised him, surprised us how it felt. So we had to shut him down, and so I really don't know what to think of it. You know, the MRI doesn't look like that, so it should be all right. But the way it responded this week, it's really up in the air for next week. So we'll have to see on Monday.
Oh boy, no Brock Purdy Sunday.
The fact that he had an MRI. He had an MRI.
For me, the second that we got that news yesterday is when I thought, well, he's out. Because you're doing that because something is wrong.
Something is not feeling the way
they thought it was going to feel. That two-step of pull him off the field and go straight to the MRI machine?
Right.
Well, you're not playing on Sunday.
X-rays are for bones. MRI is for soft tissue, muscles, tendons, ligaments, and the rest of it. So that's
serious
where,
stuff.
Like, if you break your leg, you get an X-ray, and it's like, oh, yeah, it's broken. It's spinal. Man. But if you get an MRI, they're looking for that tissue stuff and sore shoulder. Who knows which one of those ligaments is...
Sometimes
possibly
you just
strained?
Get dealt a bad hand, and I feel like the Niners on an injury front this year have been dealt a bad hand.
Them and the Cowboys, huh? Cowboys have been dealt a bad
hand.
Cowboys have been banged up.
What injury?
The Lions lost the DPOY.
The Cowboys lost in the offseason.
They're really banged up, too.
The Lions lost Hutchinson and haven't lost since. So let's not talk about the Niners being snake bit. But he's the guy. He's their quarterback in the defense.
He is not the guy.
Well,
and their defense is their offense.
He was DPOY.
The
offense is the stronger side of the ball.
Talk to me, man.
And they have been blessed with unbelievable health.
And it's okay.
And they have the best offensive line in the game and all of those things. So, again, I know we're obligated. Not using it as an excuse.
You're allowed to.
It's a big part of the Niners story this year.
All right.